النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who we speak not until He has spoken and act by His command. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, it's an honor to be here. We are talking about the dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So there's this one beautiful conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his companion. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says to his companion, "Shall I relate to you a tradition from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi?" So of course the companion, you know, was very excited and eager to listen to a tradition from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And so when talking about the chain of narrations, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about his fathers and his forefathers, where he directly reaches Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says that he himself heard the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, say that when people will be resurrected on the day of resurrection, a caller will call out, "Yabna Rasulullah, Allah has permitted you to reward your lovers and the lovers of your household, your Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, who have followed them for your sake and have been opposed to their enemies for your sake." Even though this is a very short tradition in a very brief conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his companion, you really need to take two things home with you. One is that the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is something which is incumbent. It is wajib, it is necessary. We must have love for these, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the divinely appointed Imams and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is one side of the coin. But unfortunately, there's another side of the coin which many times we tend to forget. And that is that we should be opposed to the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and we need to be opposed to the enemies of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the enemies of the divinely appointed Imams. Yes, we have love for them, but we should also have enmity for those who are the enemies of these individuals. It's interesting in Ziyarat al-Ashura or Ziyarat al-Arba'in or in some of the various other Ziyarat, you know, we find this concept there. For example, "Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum," right? We are at peace with whom you are at peace, and we are at war with whom you are at war. Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam said the same thing when the people came to him in the masses to pay allegiance to him after the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence, the second divinely appointed Imam, also said that I will accept your allegiance on the condition that you do peace with whom I do peace and you fight with whom I fight. And so here, this is another thing that we need to implement, not only the love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in general, but also being opposed to the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi as-salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call-of-Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.